We go. You ready? Come on. Here we go. The message today is called The Feelings of Jesus. Say that with me. Matter of fact, it's a two-week series, The Feelings of Jesus, this week and next Sunday. Right here next Sunday's morning, same service, I'll finish this little thought. The Feelings of Jesus. Today is a message called All Points Like Me. Say that with me. All Points Like Me. One more time. All Points Like Me. So in a little series, even though you don't see it up here, it's called The Feelings of Jesus. All points like me. That's crazy to think that God had a son and he felt things I feel. That's crazy. How can God do that? Let's talk about it. Let's see where we come up with that idea, all points like me. Here's the scriptures. When we put it up here, this is the Bible. Just like the one you have that you hold in your hand, but we put it on the screen so everybody can see it. Here it is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the what? The cross. Despised the shame of it. And now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, that's what we're going to do today. Consider him. Think about him. Look at him. Talk about him. Consider him, consider Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you get what? Weary and faint in your what? See, you're going to feel things in life, and it's going to hurt. And there are going to be times when you're going to be so weary, and you're going to faint, you're going to quit, and you're going to do crazy things, perhaps. How do I not do that? How can I be strong when I'm hurting? Consider Jesus. You hearing me today? Consider his feelings. Consider what he felt. Let's keep reading. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the what? Help me now. Come on now. With the what? One more time. With the what? Feelings. Of our what? Infirmities. But here's the message title. Here's coming. But was in what? Tempted like me. The word tested or the word tempted means tested. We don't have a high priest. We don't have a God. We don't have a Savior who can't relate to us. And our feelings. You can't ever say, well, Jesus, you know, I can't believe Jesus. You don't understand Jesus. Well, I'm going to Jesus. Help me, Jesus. You can't say he doesn't understand. He does understand. He is your Savior. He is your Lord and your God. If you know him as your personal Savior, listen, he can relate to you. And we're going to talk about it today. You can say, Pastor, that's crazy. How you know all this? Well, I'm going to show you in just a bit. He was in all points tempted like who? Yeah, can you say tempted like me? In all points, he was tempted like me. Can you do this? In all points, he was tempted like... In all points, he was tested like... Come on, me. Can we relate a little bit to God today? Say, the feelings of Jesus. He knows what I feel. He felt like I feel. He knows what I'm going through. He's going through mess. I'm going through mess. Okay? I don't need to find some new thing. I need to go to him. He can help me. He can help me. You understand? That's the thought today. Let's look at it. Let's unwrap it a little bit. The feelings of Jesus. What did Jesus feel from the garden to the cross? What did he feel? They had the Last Supper. Now we're talking, you know, this is Passion Week. What did he feel this week? What did he feel? And how does that relate to me? Are y'all you with me this morning? Say, please be with me. Say, come on, help me here. Come on. Good. Amen. What did he feel from the Last Supper? We've had supper. Woo! He washed their feet. Remember all that? They found out at that supper, one got up and left the room. What was his name? Judas.
One of them was going to betray him, right? So now they leave. They go to the Garden of Gethsemane. I've been there many, many, many times. It's not far. It's right over here from Jerusalem. Down a little hill, cross a brook, up another hill. That's the Mount of Olives. There's graves and tombs over there on that side, covered for centuries. So they're back over there, and there's a Garden of Gethsemane. And they're in a garden. What a nice place. I've been there. Still nice. And that's where he's at. What does he feel from the garden to the cross? And how does that relate to me? First of all, he felt this. Can you say that word at the top of the screen? He felt what? You ever felt unloved? Now, these are deep feelings, guys. Okay? These are the deepest feelings you can ever feel. He felt them the week of Passion. He felt unloved. And now that's my word. I put the word up there. But that's what I felt when I was reading the Scriptures. He felt unloved. Now what do I mean? They just had supper. He's been telling them he's going to go to the cross. He's going to die. They're not getting it. They're not getting it. These 12 disciples, they're about the dumbest people on the planet sometimes. They're just like you and me. You know that, don't you, say? Oh yeah, we think they're so spiritual. They weren't that bright sometimes. He told them a bunch of stuff. They didn't get it. Amen? And don't think you would have got it either. Okay? So they're in the garden. This is his week. I mean, this is going to get rough and ugly and nasty quick. He comes unto the disciples and he finds them what? Asleep. And he says unto Peter, who's the leader, could you not watch with me? How long? I'm about to give my life for the whole world. Can't you give me like an hour? What happens? Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is going to get hard, not just for me, but for all of us. Can't you just watch and pray for an hour? I know we think he pats him on the head. Can't you just watch and pray for an hour? I'm not so sure about that. If it had been me, I'd have jerked. Hey! What's wrong with you? Oh, I know, but Jesus never did that. I don't believe that. So he goes away a second time. Now he's praying, and his sweat is becoming as what? Sweat drops of what? Blood. So he's praying so much, they tell us that even his heart somehow is breaking and bleeding. I don't understand that. That's some deep feeling, isn't it? So he goes away the second time and he prays, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, your will be done." I'm willing, but I'm a man. I know I'm your son, but I'm still in the flesh. This is hard, what I'm feeling. You feel him? Yes or no? Well, the word's unloved. Why did I put that up there? Because he comes and finds them again, and they're doing what? Sleeping. I don't know about you. I mean, my mind says to me, if I saw him curse a fig tree and it died, if I saw him walk on the water, if I saw this, if he tells me to stay awake an hour, I'm thinking I'll stay awake. But I probably wouldn't, because I'm no different than they are. But what's Jesus feeling? As a parent, have you told your child to do something? I mean, you're funny. Have you ever? As a parent, have you asked your child to do something? Here you are, you're working, you know, with driving everything, maybe 50, 60 hours a week, and you ask them to clean their room, or wait a minute, God forbid, take out the trash. And Mama used to do that to me after being a waitress and her legs all swelling up. And can't even hardly walk after working all day. And I'd be sitting in the recliner watching the Flintstones. And she'll ask me to take out the trash. Would you take out the trash? Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah. The trash get taken out? No. And so here's my Mama with those bad legs, flea bitis. You know what that is?
flea bite us in her legs and mama dragging the can. And I'll get up. No, mama, I'll do it. No, she said, no, you just sit there. You relax. I'll do it. Wonder how mama felt. Unappreciated. Maybe unloved a little bit by Gary. Here's Jesus. He's done everything for these guys. He's fixing to go to the cross, and they can't even stay awake for an hour. You see where I come up with the idea? He felt unloved. You ever felt that way? Say, unloved at what you do, you're doing, and you're trying, and you're helping, and what is it? Why don't you get it? Unloved. Been hurt so bad by somebody, you just feel unloved. Feel like you don't matter. I'm feeling that he's feeling that. For their eyes were heavy, poor babies. And he left them and he went away a what? Again! If you're not careful when you read the story, sometimes you think they just went to sleep once or maybe twice. Oh no. These suckers slept all the time. He left them, he went away again, he prayed the third time, saying the same words, he comes again to his disciples. And this time, what'd he tell them? No, you just sit in the recliner. I'll take the trash. You just sleep on. You take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is what? So Jesus felt unloved. Are you feeling it? The people closest to him aren't there for him. That hurts, guys. That's number one. So he felt unloved. I tell you what, Jesus loves you. He loves you to pieces. He gave his life for you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You matter to him. Even though you might feel unloved by others, you need to know He loves you. You hear me today? Say, that's what this says to me. But He felt what I feel. I have felt unloved. Especially when you're trying so hard to get the love of one person. And somehow that love ain't coming. Sometimes that's the way it is with a little kid with a dad that just doesn't have time. Or a kid that grows up and never sees his daddy. You understand? Say, we've got people, they're in the room with us today. They know what this feels like. Jesus felt that. You understand what I'm talking about today? Yes or no? Have I lost you? Number two, we're going to move it now. Betrayed. These are deep feelings. Betrayed. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spoke, lo, who? One of his what? 12. One of the trusted, one of his closest. Came with a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priest, the religious who he'd been fighting, and elders of the people. Boy, it's bad when one like that turns. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? And he's standing with the enemies. Oh, but they look spiritual because they got all the stuff on and the bells and everything. And they've even got the backing of the Roman government. And it was one that was close to him that betrayed him. Now he that betrayed him gave him a sign, saying, whomsoever I kiss, the same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith Judas came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master! And kissed him. You ever felt betrayed? Say. You ever had somebody close to you turn on you like white on rice? Say, this is your God. who can relate to you. Are y'all hearing me today? But so often, these things come into our life, and we blame God. Why are you letting this happen? When we should be saying, this happened to you, you can help me get through this. You feel what I feel. You understand? Say, different kind of thinking. Better way to think, guys. Jesus said unto him, what?
Friend.
Wherefore are you come? Then came they and they laid hands on Jesus. And they what?
They took him.
So, that's the feelings that he had. Did he feel betrayed, you think? Yes or no? Oh, no, he's God. He don't feel betrayed. Are you kidding me? He felt what you would feel like. Do you see Jesus like that? Wow. He's incredible. We can skip that one, Raj, because of time. Just a more little info to help us, you know. Band of soldiers came with Judas, etc. But he felt betrayed. Do we have that point pretty good? Say, the first one was he felt what? Unloved. Second one, he felt what? Are these big feelings? These are big feelings. You don't get any bigger than this. This kind of stuff, the biggest feelings that you'll ever feel in your life, he's felt. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. Wow. And he did that for me. That's crazy. All points. Just like me. It's great to know. It's funny. I can't get into this too much, but I've been hurt in life. And I've tried to be super spiritual through it. I've had Jesus tell me sometimes, you know, you're more spiritual than I am. I mean, Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. He's holy. He's all that. He's our Lord and our Savior. But sometimes we forget he also was man and he relates. And sometimes we even act more spiritual than he does. Are y'all listening to me? I think you'd be better off to relate to him and let him relate to you and deal with life instead of trying to just super spiritualize everything. Know he really hurt right here. Just deal with it like it is. I may have lost somebody. It's okay. How about this feeling? How about this one? Wait now, unloved, wow, that's big. Betrayed, oh my gosh, that's huge. What about this one? Say that with me. Now Peter, is Peter his leader? Yes or no? Is Peter the one who's going to be in charge? Yeah. I mean, if you got 12 and one betrays you, that's bad. But the guy you left in charge is going to deny you. This is a problem. Most organizations would not make it if this happened. Now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, after Jesus is arrested, he's been taken. And she says, you were with Jesus of Galilee. But he what? Before them who? All. And said, I don't know what you say. And when he was going out into the porch, well, I'm going to leave the palace, I'm going to go on the porch. So now he's on the porch. And another maid saw him there. And said unto them that were there, this fellow was with him. And again he what? With an oath. I swear. I ain't never seen him. I don't know him. Ain't that how we do when we lie? We'll put I swear in front of it. Isn't that right? Come on. He's denying his Savior, the one who's been with him. Remember when Peter found Jesus, his brother said, come, you know, come, I found the Messiah. Remember early on? And he was a fisherman and he started following Christ, remember? And after a while came they unto him that stood by, and they said to Peter, you are one of his, for your speech bewrayeth you. The word means gives you away. Because you don't talk like us fancy folk down here in Jerusalem. You're talking like a fisherman with all that slang. Mm-hmm. Your speech is giving you away. Then began he to what? And swear and said, say it with me, I know not the... Wow. You ever been denied? You ever felt denial? Say. Have you felt that or not? What it is to be denied? I don't know you. I mean, that's a deep feeling. I don't know if a lot of us have even felt that. This is a Savior that we have in all points, like who? Like me. Why am I pretty? Are y'all depressed or what? I know you came for Palm Sunday. I'm sorry. I can't pretty it up for you. This is what He went through for you. So you could be saved, so I could be saved. But also He went through this. It's something we miss sometimes, so that we could relate. I'm here for you. I'm at the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for you. You can talk to me about your junk because I have felt it. You can't say anything to me, He says, that I haven't felt. Wow. That's pretty cool, ain't it? But no, I've got to be so spiritual when I pray. Did you know you can just talk to Him about your junk and He's all right with that? I went to seminary. I know it's hard to believe. It took me years to know I could just be me. And if it's like my blue jeans, you don't like them, or my shoes, or my shirt, well, then you just don't like me. That's who I am. Just spell my name right. It's Gary with two R's. Because He's got my name. Amen? Say. Yeah, it's okay. I started learning that it's okay to talk, you know, to tell Him my mess and to know stuff happens in life and you get hurt in life. And you know what? Mess happens and you just got to keep going, man. You understand? Yes or no? All right, here we go. Number four. Unloved, betrayed, denied, what? Abused. And many of you in this room have suffered abuse. I can't tell you the number of women I've met in life through counseling. Men as well, different situations, but so many women are abused. And don't talk about it. They hurt so bad. My wife... abused. And I talk about it to her sometimes and try to reassure her, you're loved. You're loved now. You're safe. You understand? Yes or no? He was abused. He's God. Now don't forget that part. And here's a creation. They're doing what in His face? Spitting in His face. How many, if somebody comes up being spits in your face, you're going to knock them out? Let me see your hand. I'm right there with you. Amen? Spit in His face. Oh, yeah, they're all big and bad, aren't they? And they did what? They what? Slapped Him. Slapped Him around. Did Jesus ever do anything to deserve a slapping? No. To spit on? No. He loved people. They smote Him with the palm of their hands. Abused. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? They all said unto Him, let Him be what? Crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil has He done? But they cried out the more, let's crucify Him. I think they couldn't say anything. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was being made, a riot, he took water, he washed his hands from before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. You go ahead and do what you're going to do to him. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us. You give him to us. We'll take it. It's okay. We'll take it. Whatever's coming, we'll take it. and on our kids. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him unto them to be what? Jesus was abused. He can relate to you. These are the deepest feelings anybody could ever feel. And your Savior, my Savior, felt that. I know I'm driving this horse hard today. But maybe there's some in the building that needs to hear what I'm saying right now. You hear me today? And if you haven't been abused, thank you, Lord. If you have been abused, I'm sorry. And like Jesus, you didn't deserve that. What you had happened to you. But you do have one you can cry out to. And you can be real with it. And you can talk to him about it. You can just tell him like it is. You can tell him your heart, what you feel. And he's going to be able to feel that feeling that you feel. Did you hear me? I hope that gives you some hope today. I wish I could make it all go away. I can't. But I can tell you, he can help you. Amen? And we'll do our best to love you. I know I will. That's some deep feeling in all points like me. Two last ones and we're done. Had to be a little quick. Humiliated. Are these deep feelings? Just being humiliated. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall. They gathered him under the whole band of the soldiers. Everybody's there. And they stripped him naked. That probably hasn't happened to a lot of people in this room. But you have been humiliated. I just want to tell you, he knows what that feels like. The feelings of Jesus. You know he has feelings too? Say. They put on him a scarlet robe. Humiliating him. And then they put a crown of thorns on his head. And it was painful. Put a reed in his right hand. They bowed the knee. They mocked him. But probably what hurt more than that pain was his feelings. Have you ever been, your feelings hurt more than the pain? Say. You ever been there that feelings hurt more than the pain? Matter of fact, people kill themselves to make the pain go away. What pain? The pain of feelings. Did you hear me today or not? Feelings matter. He felt it. He can relate to you and to me. This is crazy good stuff. I'm telling you, I like it. Let's keep going, Rod. Let's get, pick up the last one if you don't mind. So let's review. Unloved. Betrayed. Denied. Abused. Humiliated. Oh, but God couldn't feel what I feel. You don't understand, God. Are you kidding me? No, he understands it all. Last one. This might be the granddaddy of all of them. Rejected. I want you to look at this rejection. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me? Rejected by his Father for you. We read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall perish but have everlasting life. Such a nice verse. We forget what that gave meant. That gave meant that when Jesus was baptized, remember God saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Remember? The gave meant that when his Son was unloved, betrayed, denied, abused, humiliated. And when he cried, God said, I'm giving him to you, and I am rejecting him for you. That's crazy. Are you hearing me today? But somehow you think you get into heaven because you're a good person. You are funny. Or you're this religion or that religion. You are really funny. Did you hear me today? Jesus said, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. You get it down straight and plain. I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. No man will come to my daddy. I'm going to tell you something right now. Except through me. I'll tell you that right now. Anybody tries to get up another way is a what? Thief and a what? A robber. Can you imagine somebody coming to God, and honestly, after he had to do this to his son, go let you in because, you know, you're pretty. Ain't happening, guys. Y'all listening? How'd you do with the message today? Did you get it? Let's praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord.